The name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, you who see how we are deprived of all strength, guard us inwardly and outwardly, that in body we may be protected against all misfortunes, and in mind, cleanse of all evil thoughts. So read the collect of the day. The mystery of the transfiguration that we meditate upon today fits well, once again, the sacrament that is chosen for today. Confirmation is the poor of all the sacraments. The sacrament that is pretty well ignored. However, it is defined as perfection of baptism. Indeed, for many, it is no more than the crown of many years of religious education, the last to be received. There is this joke that we hear sometime where a priest and a pastor are discussing together the problem that they have. They have bats flying in the church and they don't know how to get rid of them. And the Catholic priest finally got a solution. The pastor said, "What did you do?" "Hey, I just confirmed them. They don't come to church anymore." Tragico-comic, but too often true. Attempt to keep people going to church has been done, tried, by delaying confirmation to the end of high school. That proves the point. Traditionally, confirmation is given at the age or around the age of 12, 13, as the soul becomes adult. It can be compared to the Jewish bar mitzvah. The candidate is then able to ratify the promises made on his name on his baptismal day. Confirmed in faith, the candidate chooses a new name. He chooses a patron saint along the one given at baptism. He chooses himself a sponsor along the godparents to guide him. And he receives through the sacrament, the plenitude of the Holy Ghost, the seven gifts. He becomes a soldier of Christ, the mark of the sacrament of confirmation is stamped forever in his soul. And that is the reason why, because of the great importance of this sacrament, that the minister, the ordinary minister, is the bishop of the diocese himself. The bishop is indeed father of his flock. He is the holder of the holy of his gifts. The matter used for this sacrament is holy chrism. This oil that is perfume, and that has been blessed by the bishop again on Holy Thursday every year and for the year. The same oil that is used for the making of the priests, for the making of the kings. The meaning of this sign of oil can be many. All stains, leaves indelible marks. So does the sacrament to the soul. Oil is a nutrient and gives strength, suppleness, flexibility to the muscles. So does the sacrament to the soul. Oil, when burnt, gives warmth and lights. So does the sacrament to the soul. Oil, indeed, is a sign that realizes, that does really happen to the soul and the body of the candidate. The form of the sacrament, the words that are used by the bishop for each candidate are Signo te signo crucis et confirmo te chrismo saludis. I sign thee with the sign of the cross and confirm you in the chrism of salvation. Yes, indeed, my dear souls, the Holy Cross, the instrument of torture of our Lord Jesus Christ, the instrument of our salvation, is our true flag. It is a banner under which we are walking and battling. The Holy Chrism gives the candidate the strength, the ability, the power to confess publicly, to publicly confess the faith. The confirmandus starts his mission of being a soldier of Jesus Christ. He is pride, is proud to represent without shame his belonging to Christ and to his beloved church. And there we understand now why this sacrament is administered on the forehead of the candidate. The forehead is the place of our reason, the place of will, the place where pride and shame shows very easily. That is the reason why, as well, that the bishop, after administering the sacrament, in order to give us a taste, a premise of the hardship of the spiritual combat to come, slap the face of the candidate. Ask a child for the children of confirmation, why does the bishop slap the face of the candidates? A young girl answered, because he can. The seven gifts are all ordained to this daily fight. From fear of the Lord to wisdom to the soul is geared for this battle, the battle of obedience. What is more difficult to do than to obey? Since the beginning, non serviam was the cry of the devil. I will not serve, he said. Quis ut deus, who is like God, answered Michael. Lucifer is defeated by obedience. Obedience, far from being the virtue of the weak, is the one of the strong. To disobey is cowardice. To obey is being strong. Therefore, the seven gifts are here. Fear of the defeat protects the soul. Strength and courage arm the will. Piety linked it to the whole celestial army, the army of angels, the army of the saints, the army of the soul of purgatory. Counsel protect us, protect the soul from illusion and denial. Knowledge, understanding and wisdom set the reason in the right path. How does the Transfiguration fit this sacrament? The Transfiguration of our Lord sets the soul right in the contemplation of the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that keeps us at the right place. The three chosen apostles, Peter, John, and James, are not allowed to stay only in this contemplation on the top of the mountain, but they are sent then, after this vision, to their mission. They are invited to come down to the valley to work with our Lord Jesus Christ, not alone. To follow him, where? To the Calvary, to the Golgotha, to the cross. Indeed, the three same one will be invited to accompany him in a very particular manner. Like us, they succeeded and they failed. For most of us here present, I think the majority, we have already received this sacrament of confirmation. We have received the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. How come are we not so wise, so knowledgeable, intelligent, strong, fearful? Why? Because these gifts are not given in plenitude to us. They are like seed planted in our soul. And if we do not nurture them, if we do not feed them, they are not going to grow. We really have to make them into practice, to feed them with the Holy Eucharist and the sacrament of confirmation and the confession. If it would happen that you were never confirmed, approach the priest. Let me know, and we are going to make sure that will happen. It is true that a soul can make its salvation without the sacrament of confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation is in no matter absolutely necessary for salvation, as the baptism is. Yet, it will be foolish, out of human respect, not to approach this sacrament, to neglect it. And so it is never too late to come to it. So let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ, who revealed his divinity. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, that he is the seat of wisdom, to give us the strength to be the soldiers of God that we are, to practice these seven gifts, and to follow our Lord Jesus Christ with great obedience for eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.